Hi everyone, welcome to our podcast. We are called the MAFA podcast, and during our podcast series we're going to talk about debunking theories. And in our first episode we're going to talk about UFOs, whether they're real or not. And joining me here today is Muhammad. I'm Ali, this is Abdi, and this is Fahad. So we're going to start off with Muhammad giving us some key points about what UFOs are and what the theory itself is.
Thank you, Ali. The debate around the existence of UFOs, which are unidentified flying objects, has gained significant traction. It's a very popular debate going on in our generation. And I just like to highlight that there have been many sightings of UFOs and many government officials saying that it's real and working on UFOs. And I just want to start off with mentioning a sighting that happened back in 1980 in the UK. It's called the Randallism Forest Incident, which involved multiple military personnel witnessing a craft landing and taking off, and without anyone debunking or actually saying, convincing people what that actually was, according to Holt, 1981.
I think you have a good point, Awad. Although what you said with the UFO sighting, do you believe that it could be fake?
Anything could be faked. But according to what I've read, that military personnel have witnessed it. So why would the military lie? Many people in the military lie about this topic.
So you're saying that military, like, they saw it. Okay. Is there proof? Is there reports?
There actually have been reports, whether it's by militaries or, like, newspaper articles and so on. And in the U.S. Department of Defense, there was spotted an object flying over 5,000 miles per hour in the air without any visible means of propulsion. And this source is by Friedman 2019. And what a point I would like to add is, you asked Muhammad and you told him that, is it fake or so on? You cannot simply say that something is fake because you don't see it. Because to not acknowledge something that already exists would be vague and ignorant. So I believe that you should look into the sources and consider it being real. Abdi, what would you like to say about that?
I would like to say something about Muhammad's point. He gave us his reference is 1981. It's kind of outdated. So I didn't get it. How are you using an old reference to prove your point? Because right now, maybe anything can happen. Maybe at that day, maybe we couldn't identify the object because maybe about the quality of the cameras, maybe a lot of stuff, maybe also natural phenomena that we didn't know at that time. A lot of things can happen between all that time. So can you prove me reference?
I agree that my reference may be old, but it still says it's eyewitness, so it has nothing to do with technology or whatever. But as you said, since it's old, I can give you a more recent sighting. For example, I can give you the sighting of there's a video called the Tic Tac video, and it was observed by Navy pilots in 2015.
Look on the ASA. Oh my gosh, they're all going against the wind. The wind's 120 knots to the west. Look at that thing, dude. That's not our LNS though, is it? It's not.
What is the LNS, dude?
Well, if there's
look at that thing!
It's rotating.
And was captured on advanced radar and video system, providing physical evidence beyond eyewitness accounts of a UFO, basically, according to the Office of Naval Intelligence, 2019.
Interesting point, Awad. Nevertheless, psychological factors often play a significant role in UFO sightings. The Journal of Abnormal Psychology discusses how cognitive biases and the power of suggestion can lead people to see what they expect to see. This just talks about how some people they have psychological issues, and they basically they believe things that are real but which they aren't, and many reported UFO sightings occur in situations where witnesses are already expecting something unusual.
even though psychological factors are important, I don't believe that they account for all sightings. You cannot simply say that this person had psychological issues, this is why they were being delusional and they saw a flying saucer in the air or so on. For instance, like Mohammed just said, the Tic Tac UFO observed in the Navy pilots in 2015, or even in 2019, where there on an advanced radar on the official naval intelligence in the US, they found a report of a flying saucer still going. It's not even just eyesight, it's more like statistic wise on the radar and so on. Can I go back like a little why I believe UFO sightings are real? Dating back to 1978, there was a UFO sighting in Kuwait, which is where I'm from. So growing up, I was very interested in like extraterrestrial life forms. I've watched a lot of TV series, movies, and so on. And deep down inside, I do believe that there are like not necessarily extraterrestrial life, like you see aliens in movies, which are like little green people, but there could be like a reason to believe that UFOs do exist, not necessarily aliens. And this is why this topic in specific is like personal to me, and this is by 2:48 a.m. in Kuwait.
Okay, I want to like ask a question about like your reference also. Like, I just want to know, is your reference is academic? Is it like well trusted?
Even though the website itself is not academic,
yeah,
the photo evidence that was given during the UFO sighting and the picture put on the newspaper is real. So, like, I believe personally that even if there is a UFO going out there, maybe the governments or don't want us to know because maybe it could be a danger to us. Maybe this could lead to like a series of other conspiracy theories debating if aliens do exist and if there is extraterrestrial life, and if we did know and that knowledge was made to the public, that it would put us in danger. So I believe that even though my source specific source is not academic, I do have other academic sources, like I previously stated, and even the TikTok video, which I will stated. So this one might not necessarily be academic, but that does not debunk the theory completely.
Yeah, it doesn't debunk your theory, but like what I'm trying to say is like your reference also is kind of old. It's 1975, I guess, right? So like what I'm trying to say is your reference is
1978.
Like the difference is by 3 years. Okay, but either way, like what I'm trying to say is like your reference is kind of old. It can be manipulated. Moreover, it's at Kuwait. At that time, I don't think like you guys like have some like technology improvement at that time, so it can be manipulated by kids or even from outside countries like America and all that stuff. So like at that time, I don't think you have the enough evidence for your like your point about like your newspaper of Kuwait about the UFOs.
I see what point you're trying to make, but let's take a moment and think about this. Okay, so UFO sightings aren't new, right? And if you think of this, there are historical records from different cultures and countries stating that UFOs are real. For example, countries like Brazil, Canada, France, the US, and also Kuwait, which is like a small country. So why do you think people are now just suddenly talking about UFOs, and why is the whole world talking about it? It doesn't seem to be fake, because all of the world is talking about it, and you know, the world isn't connected by one thing. So how would Brazil know and France know when they're in two opposite sides of the map?
Even though you do strike a good argument, all those countries that you just stated, their sightings, how long ago were they? Because I think they were outdated.
My opinion, sightings are never outdated, because we can never know what's real and what's fake, as you guys said. But with all the sightings that are happening in the world, it makes me believe that it's true. And just to add on to my point, I would, if you guys know a guy named Bob Lazar, who's an ex-physicist that worked for the government. Mm-hmm. And this person actually talked about working on a specific aircraft which used a different element named 115, which was unknown to the public, but at the time it was added today to the periodic table as Moscovius. But Lazar described this craft as a a system that has a gravity wave amplifier technology far beyond what we know and what we are, like what we have. So why would this man lie about him working on a UFO?
Okay, like before, like talking about your point, you said like before, like how like suddenly everybody starting to talk about the UFOs. First of all, Muhammad, like I want to say is like that's the internet. You can easily manipulate kids and even adults and even teenage, everyone around
the world. Abdi, easy. Can I interrupt you right there?
Yeah, sure, man.
You keep talking about internet manipulation. And even when I talked about my source in Kuwait in 1978, you kept talking about internet manipulation. But we all know that Kuwait was not that technologically advanced in 1978. Apps like Photoshop and so on. Photoshop was introduced in February 19th, 1990. Which is 12 years after the sighting.
You know, like,
so can you please let me finish?
I'm sorry.
Anyways, so as I was saying, manipulation could not be as easily made like back then as it is now. You keep telling us that some of our sources are old, but the main cause of this is the old sources. We need the old sources to start the new ones, because without the old sources, we have nothing to go off on. That's how theories start.
Okay, so I can say something. Okay, so before like talking to you or like giving back to your own points, Muhammad, like I just want to say before like moving to Ali, I want to say like easily kids can be manipulated or like people can be manipulated easily by using the internet. If you use the correct methods and the correct ways to manipulate them and give them the fake information, everybody can talk about that.
So I have a question. It's a trend. Sorry to interrupt. Ali just proved your point wrong.
Yeah.
So I have a question.
I want to say
what
something to Ali too.
What ways can you manipulate the internet back in 1970?
Back to 1970, okay? It's not the internet, he said. It was the newspaper. And at that time, the quality of the cameras, of course, it wasn't that great as right now, like the 4K and the HD and all that stuff. So maybe some kids or teenager, even like maybe some people from other countries like America and all that stuff, imported some information to Kuwait with like some random pictures that isn't clear at all, using maybe some unidentified object because of the quality at that time. I'm more worried like I just want to say just about the quality of the cameras. At that time, Kuwait wasn't that advanced to have anything or even advanced technology. So manipulation can be easier at that time rather than right now. Right now, you can identify like if it's like copyrighted or like you can edit it easily. Anyone can identify those things by some chat AI.
Your point is completely invalid because you're saying, why are they manipulating? What's the point of this manipulation? And how are they manipulating?
They can, but like above that, you can use a lot of methods just to gain like some people like or some companies can get some profits or like money.
But that doesn't matter. I'm talking about why are they manipulating Kuwait, for example, since you brought up.
Maybe also for fun, maybe for entertainment, maybe also like there's multiple way. Maybe they have like their personal intentions. And like what I'm trying to say is, until we have like a physical evidence about the UFOs and all that stuff, for me, UFOs, it just can be like natural phenomenon. It can be human-made. Human-made, like planes and all that stuff, like for me, we can say like at that time, like right now in 2024, you can identify anything. And moreover, like technology and networks is like stronger than back then.
Anyways, Abdi, Fahad, I'd like to ask you a question.
Yeah,
what
sure.
is your personal opinion on what Abdi is telling us right now about manipulation? Even though Abdi is talking about internet manipulation and so on, and the internet was made on January 1st, 1983. My source is the University System of Georgia. So this was like 5 years before, like 5 years after the sighting in Kuwait. So what is your opinion? Like, why do you think that a government or like a newspaper wants to manipulate the media or children to confirm what you and Abdi are saying?
There are many reasons. Like, for example, I can think of a reason is that these countries are corrupted and they just want to give out false information.
Can I stop you right there?
Yeah, sure.
It's not based off the government. It's more like newspaper. So you can't technically say the country itself is corrupted. Could you say that what Abdi is talking about company manipulation, manipulating the public for like their own gain and so on, is that what you're also talking about? Not necessarily the country.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, that's the point that I was going to explain. Is that you know, there are some people could be government officials or anything like that. They just like to abuse their power, and they like to spread false information, and they put these ideas into people's heads, and they just stir up violence.
So I would just like to go back to my previous point about UFOs being a historical thing that's been talked about for many years and many other countries. So let's think about this, okay? Let's say, as I said before, France and Brazil. How did both of them discover a UFO sighting when they're not connected by any other way, anyway? There was no social media, or social media wasn't as popular back then, since Ali has stated that the internet was made in 1983. Mm. The social media wasn't there yet. It was just the internet, and it was still not as fast accessible as now.
Like, I just want to say, like Smith said, like 2020, the mispreparation are common, and regression scientific analysis often reveals modern explanation. So what are you saying is about the UFOs, it need an explanation, enough evidence, so you can't say like the UFOs are real. Until now, what you're saying, or the points that you gave me, just an old reference, like from the 19...
But I gave you a reference from 2015.
The 2015 is still old right now.
How is that old?
Right now we gained, that's 9 years difference. Like, a lot of things happen within that time gap. There's a lot of improvement and all that stuff. And moreover, what I said is UFOs can be a human man-made. It just have to be like natural phenomenon. Human man-made until now, like for us, this generation, 2024, anything like it's like from a human, like from a plane or like an identified object, can be identified as soon as possible.
But
right now,
sorry to interrupt.
It's okay.
Man-made topic, your point. I mean, as I don't understand that, because as I mentioned, Bob Lazar was one of the persons who was working on building a UFO himself for the government. So what does UFOs being man-made have anything to do with it being real or not? They can use materials that are not accessible to us that could make it maybe unhumane, but that still doesn't make any sense.
I do have a point. How can he build a UFO if a UFO is an unidentified object? So it's basically isn't a UFO anymore if he's building it.
Not necessarily saying that what he's saying is correct, but what I will say is that a UFO is an unidentified flying object.
Exactly.
So like, if it's not made official to the public, it is not therefore identified. So what I would like to say is that to add another theory is maybe aliens made it, but not necessarily like the little green men in the movies. You know, so what do you think, like Fahd, I'd like to ask you a question. Do you think aliens are like little green men, or like, I personally believe that aliens could be like some sort of intelligent extraterrestrial life form. So like, maybe aliens did make it, not like theories like Area 51 and so on. And yeah.
No, I think that what you said about aliens is kind of interesting, because if you think about it, when you think of what is an alien, it's basically any life outside of like our planet. So it could be literally plants, could be anything. So yeah, I think your point is good.
I'm sorry to interrupt. Your previous point about it being man-made, as I mentioned, that Bob Lazar had an element that was not discovered by any humans. So there comes another theory of, as he said, aliens. Maybe in the previous lifetime, maybe the government has captured an actual UFO made of aliens and maybe brought back that material. But we shouldn't go off topic and talk about aliens or whatever. I think this has been a good debate. We all had good points.
Yeah, I do agree.
I'd like to close this debate off with saying that with all the evidence we have on sightings and all the information that we've got from ex-government officials, military, navy, I think all of it supports UFOs being real. But if you'd like to close it in any other way.
I just had to say that for, in my opinion, until we have undeniable proof, I think it is premature to conclude that UFOs are extraterrestrial.
And we just have to be just kind of skeptical about it. We just, like, it might be real, it might be like unreal, but yeah, we just like it's. It was nice talking with you guys about that topics.
Yeah. So, personally, all I can say, like, to conclude this debate, is that there have been numerous credible sources, from trained military personnel to UFO sightings and so on. So it would be naive to simply avoid it. So I think that you should not be ignorant and still think about it and not be so hard-headed that there is no UFO, there is no UFO, because there have been reports. Anyways, guys, this was fun. Let's see what the viewers think of this. And thank you for joining us today.
Bye, Steven.